In this video, I'll demonstrate uploading files in ASP.NET, simulating AJAX-style user interfaces. This is the last in a four-part series of videos on uploading files in ASP.NET. And I say simulating AJAX-style user interfaces because it's actually a problem when uploading files in regards to AJAX. If you're an ASP.NET developer and you're doing AJAX-style development, you're talking to the server-side code in one of two ways. You're either using an update panel, which is incompatible with the file upload controls, or you're calling JavaScript-enabled web services, which, although you're using the client-side libraries that are part of the Microsoft AJAX offerings, ultimately, under the covers, that resolves to the XML HTTP object that's built into common browsers that are used today, and those make HTTP calls, not full page postbacks, which also creates an incompatibility for using the file upload controls. So the general mechanism by which developers get around this limitation and still provide their users with AJAX style user interfaces is to use iframes in their page that's doing the upload. Now, normally, when I do these How Do I videos, I build a demo application from scratch, but I found a couple of very clever implementations out there on the internet, and I've derived two sample applications from them. So in the interest of paying full credit, I want to show you the applications that I've built and the code that they were predicated on, and then you can download the completed code. So the demos that I downloaded from the web show the iframe mechanism but don't actually do the file uploads themselves. So I've extended them to do the actual file uploading based on the three previous videos in this four-part series, and that's the code that you'll be able to download along with links to the original articles and blogs from the authors. So the first is this article that was written by Qazi Manzoor Rashid, who implements, through using this iframe mechanism, a progress indicator for file uploads. And Qazi's moved his blog to weblogs.asp.net whack Rashid, but this is where the original post was. The second one has an interesting user interface where it lets us create upload an entire list of files, and this article was published by Binaki Shrista, who graciously allowed me to use his sample as well. So let's go ahead and fire up Visual Web Developer, open the first of these two examples. We'll show you the progress upload first. And notice in our default.aspx page here, these are just links to both the original article and Qazi's new blog, but what you see here is an iframe. Right? So if we look here, you see it's an iframe called IFR Photo, and IFR Photo is an iframe that looks like this. So let's go to full source mode here, and notice that there are a couple of things of interest here. The first is this, that this iframe's source attribute is fileupload.aspx, right? The second file that's in our solution, fileupload.aspx. Another thing to note here is that there's this onload event for our iframe, init photo upload, which is a JavaScript function that's defined higher up in this particular page. We'll look at it momentarily. Then we've got some markup inside our form here, and let's look at that. So in addition to, we have an iframe that's contained in a div called div frame, then we have a couple more divs. One is for upload message, and this is where we'll display any textual message based on the success or failure of our file upload attempt. And then we have this div upload progress, and div upload progress is a div that contains a table, and the table contains one row with 10 file divisions, and how this JavaScript code processes the file progress indicator, the upload progress indicator, is based on a timer. At every timer increment, set the background attribute of each of these TDs, TD progress 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 10, to a different color, and then If we need more time when we've done all 10, then we set them back to the original background color and start the countdown of 10 over again. Right. So, and then this last bit, a little bit of markup here is just the links to Kazi's original article and blog. So here's the code. Now remember that our iframe has an onload event, init photo upload. Init photo upload is defined here at the beginning of our page in a script section. So here we have our script section, and we've got a couple of variables defined. We're going to create a progress interval, which is going to be 500. We're going to set a background color that we're going to use in the progress indicator, and then we have four variables which we'll use to hold references to the various parts of the page that we want to be able to program against, and then some variables, one for the loop counter, which is going to increment by one. One is the max loop 10, which is the number of TDs that we've defined in our page, and then the beginning of the function init photo upload. Now remember, init photo upload is called when the iframe originally loads. And then here in our code, first, we're just going to get references to the div that contains the iframe, the message div, the upload progress div, and then the iframe photo element, and the upload button as well. And then we can start to execute in our function here. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of basic validation. So here we're going to say, first, let's make sure that the user entered a file. So if the file length is equal to 0, then we know that the user clicked submit without selecting a file, and we're going to push back a message that says, please specify the file. Then we're going to use a regular expression to determine that they selected, you know, either a JPEG, a GIF, a PNG, or a bitmap file. And if they didn't, we're going to send them a message that's not a supported file type and tell them what file types are supported. And assuming that we get that far, then we can execute begin photo upload progress, which is defined here. And then, of course, we're just going to set a couple of messages here. So we're going to we're going to call this. This is going to set the display to a null string and clear the upload progress indicator, and then set a timer to start processing that. So this call here, which is in our method or our JavaScript function init photo upload, this gets called, and basically this clears and starts off the file upload progress counter. Right after that process gets triggered, we're then going to call submit for the document in the iframe, and that's going to send the file back to the server. So it's the code in the iframe that contains the file upload control. So when we submit the page that's in the iframe, whatever file has been selected in the file upload control gets sent back to the server. So if we look at our page, and remember you saw this user interface in the iframe itself, right? When the page is originally loaded, we check and see if it's a postback, and if it's not a postback, if it's the original page load, then we just load the page. If it's a postback, then we check and make sure that the upload user files directory is there, and this code should be familiar to you if you've looked at the previous three videos in this four-part series. Then, for the purposes of this demo only, don't do this in your real application, we're just going to put the thread to sleep for 3 seconds, and this is simulating the amount of time it might take to upload an image file over the internet. So you want to make absolutely sure that you delete this line of code from your application if you use this code as a basis. Right? And then we call upload photo. Upload photo is going to find out if there actually was a posted photo that we received, or a file that we received. If not, we're going to process an error message. Now note this, we're formatting a string into the variable script, which is defined here as an empty string, and we're formatting it with script template. I'm going to show you script template momentarily, but the script template is important because there's some magic that happens as the result of this script template. Also, if the file wasn't valid, then we're going to specify that message as well. Then, assuming that the uploaded file was valid, we can actually try and process the file itself. So here we're going to get the file name using the file upload control. So we're going to grab that file name, going to parse it, and then we're going to append it to the upload directory where we're going to put that file. And then inside our try-catch block, we're going to again create this. We're going to populate this script variable by using this script template and a message. False just is a parameter to format telling us not to use script tags. But the part that we want to look at here is the definition of this script template. Now, script template is some JavaScript code, but importantly for us is that script template, in addition to appending, let me zoom this in for you. So in addition to appending whatever text messages that we need to in these formatting tags 0 and 1 here, there's a piece of magic that happens because part of this script calls photo upload complete from the parent page. You'll remember that photo upload complete is one of the JavaScript functions defined in default.aspx. This gets fired because we use script template to create the content that we populate in this script variable, and then just at the end of the upload photo method, we call client skip script register startup script, which means that we're injecting script into the code that can be run when the page is refreshed, and we're injecting the script that we generated using this script template. So remember, this is being injected into the page so that it can be run when the page is reloaded, and one of the things, the primary thing that it does, is call photo upload complete. So after we've uploaded the file, photo upload complete successfully or unsuccessfully processes the file upload request, we inject that script which we'll call photo upload complete. If we hop back over into default.aspx, photo upload complete is going to clear out the progress indicator, clear out the timer, set the display attributes the way that we want them to show the page, and then if there's a message, we'll see if it's an error, and then we'll display it appropriately. Right? So this is going to make the progress indicator go away, make the temporary message go away, and then display whatever the final message should be. Right? So a fairly clever piece of code, not super complex, but pretty clever. So let's go ahead and run this, just so that we can see it again now that we've looked at the code. So you remember that this content herein, this is in the file upload.aspx page that is contained inside the iframe. Right? If we don't select the file, here our filtering takes effect. You might notice here, by the way, that we're doing that filtering both here in JavaScript. Right? So remember, in this JavaScript where we're seeing was the length 0, that meant it was an error. We're doing a regular expression test to see if it was a graphics file. That's in JavaScript on the client. But we're also doing it in code behind on the server. We're checking to make sure that there's a valid file. Why, you might ask, do we do it both on the client and on the server? And I hope you are asking that question, because we specify user input validation on the client purely to improve the user interface experience, not for security purposes. Client-side JavaScript can always be overridden. There's always a way around it. So it doesn't constitute any security effort. The reason that we implement the server-side validation in our VB or our C# code, even if we've already done it in JavaScript, is that we can only depend on the server request, the code that runs back on our in our code behind on our server, as being run every time that our application is used. So we want to make sure that it's in our server-side code to make sure that we're implementing the kind of security that we want. And so the example here, of course, is if I selected the kind of file that I didn't want to be uploaded. So for example, let's go and let's drill down and find an executable file. All right, so let's see, program files. Let's try and upload context.exe. Now if I type upload, notice it says, nope, invalid file type, only supports JPEG, GIF, PNG, and BMP. Now, if somebody was trying to trick my code by saving this page and stripping out the client-side validation, we would still not upload that .exe file because we implemented it in both places, on the client and on the server. So hopefully that makes sense to you. And so now if we go ahead and actually grab a proper image file and click upload. Now remember, we've simulated that few second delay, so that's happening because we have that sleep statement. But it's uploading. Notice that JavaScript is causing the upload panel to upload, and then when we're done, notice that the that JavaScript that got injected into the page was executed on refresh, and the upload progress dialog was cleared, and the final file was uploaded message got displayed. And remember that the file was uploaded message is created here by using the script template. So really quite a clever implementation, I think, by Kazi. The other example that I derived a demo from is the one that was written by Banaki Sarista, and let's open that one. Now, Banaki's demonstration, his sample code, also uses an iframe. So if we look at the, if we have a look at design mode in this, we'll see that there's an iframe that's defined right up here. But the interesting thing here is that well, actually, Banaki's done a couple of interesting things here. The first is, you'll notice that he's only got one page here. And the second thing is that he maintains a list of files that have been uploaded in a session object, so that you can allow your user to upload as many files as they like, and do so in an AJAX-style user interface, but keeps track of them for the user so that the user can see as they add each file, all of the files that they've uploaded. So let's run this and see how it works visually, and then we'll dissect through the code as well. And an interesting challenge for those of you that are listening is to take the two, take these two mechanisms, so both to take Banaki's sample code here and add the sort of progress indicator that's in the code based on Kazi's sample. So notice here we have a timestamp, so we'll see that this is not doing full page postbacks, even though it's sort of simulated AJAX by use of an iframe. Here we're going to go ahead and grab a sample file. Now, when I say upload, notice the timestamp doesn't change. The file gets uploaded. This is inside an update panel, so this gets dynamically updated on our default.asbx page. Let's do one more. All right, remember that it's 1944 is the time. Right, so still 1944, but this list control inside the update panel has been dynamically updated to show the files, and I can just keep doing this as often as I like. So the cool thing about this is that I can upload a whole collection of files if I want to in sort of one session, and still have an AJAX-style user interface. So let's go ahead and look at the clever code that makes this happen. So let's start out here. Notice here that here's a on upload complete JavaScript function that will be used to call the buttonHome unload clip click function. But the clever thing to notice here is first that this is a real AJAX page. Here's an interest of the an instance of the script manager. We've got this label that just contains the timestamp, and then we have a panel that contains an iframe. So this should be familiar to you now after seeing the first demo. But one of the interesting things that Benaki has done here is he's added. Notice that the source attribute of this iframe is the default.aspx page, the same one that we're running. So it's sort of the notion of recursion here. The only differentiating factor being that there's a query string element called mode, which is set to iframe. Right? And we'll see where that's important momentarily. Here is the update panel. The update panel has obviously a content template with a list of files and an ASP list box, and the list box contains that list of files that are going to be displayed to us. Now, this is the actual code. This is the actual upload piece where the upload control and the upload button get called. But as you're aware, this is only displayed if the page is being loaded inside the iframe. So it's a sort of a clever way to keep all of the code inside one file. Notice here where that panel is, its visible attribute is set to false, so it's not so you don't see it when the page is initially loaded. If we look at the code behind, this is where the inside the iframe logic takes place. Now, to begin with, this is code that should be familiar to you if you've watched the other videos, where we're just checking on page load to make sure that the target directory actually exists, and if it's not, we create it. This is where the timestamp gets generated, and then Benaki has abstracted this to another subroutine called generate form upload. Generate form upload goes and gets that query string for mode, finds out if it's an iframe, and if we're not processing an iframe, then we don't have to generate the upload form, so go ahead and return. Otherwise, we are inside the upload frame, and we're going to set the AJAX panel to false, set the iframe frame visible to false. These are the panels. Set the time visible to label page upload visible to false, the upload panel visible to true, right? So that means that the only thing that we're actually going to show in the page is just that update panel inside the iframe, and then we're going to see if we're not doing a post back and make sure that we clear out the uploaded document session object, the uploaded documents list, and that's going to contain the list of files that the user has uploaded in this session. Now, notice that there are two of these, one each, depending on which way we're loading the form, whether it's in the iframe or not in the iframe. Here's a part that we're primarily interested in. Right, so this is the version for when the page is reloaded. If we're not actually doing doing the file upload, this will just display the list. So we're just getting all of the file elements out of the session object and creating. And binding the array of file names to the list control, but here's the case where we're actually doing the file upload. Right, so this is the click event handler that will be triggered if we actually click on the upload button from inside the iframe. So notice here, we're making sure that we got a file. Otherwise, we're returning. If we got a file, we're going to go ahead and get the name of the file, and then we're going to call the file upload control save as mechanism with the directory and the file. Right, so that's what's actually going to cause the file to be uploaded. Here, I just have a placeholder for your own error handling. Then we're going to find out if this is the first file that we've uploaded. We're going to make sure that we've got an uploaded documents list session object, and we're either going to create a new one and then add the file name that we just uploaded, or if that session object already exists, we'll just append it to the existing list. Right? So we just add that element to the array and then save the array that we've created back into the session object. And then We're going to call client script, register startup script. And here we're going to call window.parent.iframe onload on upload complete, which is this JavaScript function here. So that's and that is going to call the button upload click method, which is this one, which will cause the list of files to be refreshed. So again, a very clever piece of code, and really this code is, you know, as in the other examples, primarily untouched as it was written by Benake, with the exception of this piece of the page load event to make sure that the upload file directory exists, as well as the snippet of code that actually does the file upload. So having seen this now, let's go ahead and run this one again. Right, so sort of clever that we've loaded the default.aspx page twice, one outside and one inside the iframe. So notice this piece, these controls don't appear outside, and this content here don't appear inside the iframe. Notice nothing happens here. Now notice this isn't updating because it's just the page that's inside the iframe that's being updated. But now I can go ahead and grab some, and notice again, our whole page doesn't get updated. Only the code inside the iframe is being refreshed, and then this update panel is being repopulated by virtue of that injected JavaScript code to display the latest instance of this session object that contains a list of the files that have been uploaded. So hopefully you can download this source code, and it'll give you a couple of great places to start. One, sort of allowing for that single file upload with the feedback, and that being Kazi Rashid's code. And then in the second example, Benaki's code, which allows you to sequentially upload a collection of files with an Ajax-style user interface, but providing you with this list in this update panel. And again, if anybody out there takes the time to integrate the two, so take the update progress indicator that Kazi wrote and integrate it with Benaki's multi-file mechanism, that would be a really sort of slick pattern for multi-file uploads with an Ajax-style user interface. So hopefully, you folks will be able to look at these two snippets of code generated by these smart folks and shared with us out on the internet, and maybe you can put the two together and send me the product of those two applications. ¶¶